I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Sweet grandmother, spatula.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks
in a row.
Okay.
Hot pot of coffee.
The way your dad looked at it, his watch, it was your birthright. He'd be damned if any slope's gonna put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright, so he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
You go inside the cage. Cage goes in the water. You go in the water. Shark's in the water. Our shark.
Keep my shorts.
You've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
Hi, everybody. All right, it's the Aristocrats. MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. If you want to listen to the show, new shows, old shows.
What?
Email.
I know it is. What are
my
you
girlfriend.
Tell? What, you're not here for like 18 friggin' shows? All of a sudden you're going to tell me what to do?
The girlfriend,
and you can't
show.
Say it on mic either, huh?
The girlfriend is in the show today, kids.
Yeah, and again, though. Also, if you want to email us, aristocratsradio@aol.com.
Yo, yes. And I like how you guys were talking about last week about making donations, or at least Matt was trying to do that.
Yeah, no one gives us money.
No one's going to give you guys money. No,
I told them that.
We don't even give us money.
No one even gives me money.
Why would I give you money?
Nobody's going to give me money.
Hey, wait, am I back? Holy shit. How you doing, kids?
Oh. Hey, Vaughn. Well, I'm Derek. With me, as always, I got Mr. Craig.
Howdy.
And Snail Man Yawn.
Hey, you doing? Oh, I fucking hate this.
Yeah, and we got, I'm glad to have you back, Vaughn.
We got our old producer, Carly. And
on the floor.
Glad to be here.
Sitting on the floor where she belongs. So, you had fun last week, huh? You went to Warped Tour.
The Warped Tour? Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't good?
No, it wasn't that great.
I didn't know you were 14 years old again.
Dude, like...
Did your mom wait for you?
No. Like, you know how, like...
You sure?
I don't know. Have you been to the Warped Tour since it's changed over to the...
Yes.
The
we all have.
The Raceway?
Yes.
Well, you know how they did the drop-off section and everything? Uh-huh. There's a lot more parents with their, like, 9-year-old
kid. 9-year-old kid?
Yeah. Jesus.
Like, holding
Christ.
Hands. Like, and I'm like, you fucking gotta be kidding me. Like, and then you see this poor kid crying as he's getting slammed in the face by a guy my age.
Nice.
Circling in a pit. His shoe accidentally flies off and hits him in the face.
First real concert I went to was Warped Tour in 95, I think.
Mm.
It was Sublime, Civ, L7, Quicksand.
Yeah.
Orange 9mm.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I got my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my friend Brett and my then girlfriend Kim.
Oh, I think I went to the year after that.
Yeah, I was like 14. Uh-huh. I was 14.
Yeah,
you don't know any of these people, Greg.
I know Brett.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think I've pretty much gone to every one, but like two in the last like 9 years.
I think I went to like 4 or 5 of them.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I went to the minus this one.
I don't know. I just go because there's certain bands I'm not going to go see. Like, I'm not going to venture out to go see.
Yeah.
That if they're playing on this, I'll see.
That you won't pay $30 to see them individually.
Yeah.
But you can cover it with the whole group fee.
Yeah, we basically went last, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and paid $30 to see Flogging Molly play for.
Well, no, I'm not going
minutes.
To see one band.
So we had
you
to wait all day to see them.
And yeah, they were like
the
dead
end of
last.
Night. They were the last one.
Just
yeah,
keep talking right over me. That's cool.
Yeah, just come on.
I was off 1 week. I'm fucked up.
I know you know. Yeah, that's great.
Prick.
Uh huh.
Cocksucker.
You're an expert.
Asshole.
Thank you.
So anyway, No, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go.
You know so much about this. Why don't you just keep going?
Suck my dick.
Where is it?
In my pants.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on. No, go ahead.
You're wearing short
sorry.
Pants.
No, I got nothing to say.
What the fuck?
You're just wearing short pants.
No, I went to that show, too. Yeah.
No, those just keep going. Pants. Please, go. Mailman, Yellman Vaughn with his short pants.
It's like all my pants nowadays. My work shorts are the same
way. I wear short pants all year round.
Practically.
I love it.
Isn't it hot?
There's some nice knees. Legs on you.
Yeah, but nothing else is good.
They're getting really stocky.
I like your inverted nipples, too.
Fucking legs are fucking, like, built like shit.
Stocky.
I got a gut like a 90-year-old man.
Not everybody can have legs as nice as Craig's.
Yeah. No, sorry,
Craig. Craig does have some fucking nice legs. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, let me turn those on flexing. For you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I like your...
those heart-shaped calves are like really kicking in.
Like your grandpa socks.
I'm not really feeling these gray socks with
no.
what I'm wearing today. fucking hair. I was like, oh no.
Gray and black with those New Balance.
Yeah.
And like gray socks.
Oh, I didn't even realize the shoes had gray in them. It's even worse.
He's matching somewhere.
Your socks match your shoes.
Well, like, I put them on and I had one sock from like it was a different top piece or whatever. It was the wrong sock, but it was still a gray sock. And I was like, I can't go out like that.
So you put on whole.
So I had to find the other sock to it, and
is that why you were late?
Maybe.
I'm finding my socks. I'll be over in 10 minutes.
I was
finding my socks, and one of them's full of evidence.
Ew.
Ew.
It was somebody else's sock.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Oh. I actually know a guy that he was
masturbates in the socks.
No.
Oh.
Had a frozen cardboard sock.
Fuck.
No, he was really OCD, or I don't even know you would call it, but he didn't like to have to match socks. He didn't think it was very efficient. So he went out and bought the same lot number of only white socks and black socks. Black socks for work, white socks for at home. And he decided that he would buy all the same lot so the colors would be the same so that he wouldn't have to match. He could just throw them in a pile. And when he got home, he was terrified to find out that the socks, some of them weren't quite the same color. So he had to root them out and then throw those ones out. And his wife was like, why don't you just give them to your son? You know, like his son was in college.
No, they
got to
get thrown out.
No, he said no, because if he comes back up here and does his laundry, they might get into the system and it'll be, yeah.
They might work their way into my mind.
There's a drawer of unput together socks.
Why not just put numbers on them? I always wanted to do that.
No, that would fuck it up because then you'd have another color on the sock.
The what?
You'd have another color on the sock.
You could stitch it in maybe and take some time. But
put his initials in his underwear.
Iron on.
Yeah.
So I just have two pairs of socks. So I never really have to match them.
You really do. You have like two. You really do have two pairs of socks.
I'm not lying.
You barely have any underwear either. You're always doing laundry.
Living the lush life, my friend.
Oh. We gotta get you some underwear.
Commando.
Get a Target.
That's it. We're gonna get the phone. I'll call in, and we're gonna go take.
You
Carly
go buy
your
some
underwear.
Unmentionables.
Yeah, me and Craig will hang out here.
I'm actually kind of like done with cleaning socks. I just buy more.
I wash I wash.
You wash? Holy shit!
I do like socks like once a year.
Yeah,
you have that many socks?
I pretty much wear socks for about a week.
Ugh.
Usually,
I can't wear socks for.
Once I notice, like, whoa, I can't wear these. They're like they hold their own form. That's too much for me. Then it just winds up on my floor.
If I take my socks off for some reason during the day, I have a hard time putting them back on.
I have a tendency of not being able to keep the same pair of having the same pair of underwear on for more than 12 hours a day. Come on, you got tinkle left over and you got a little bit of dew probably still in there because
that's a little romantic.
Wiped a little better, you know. I'm just sweating
that
all
sounds
day.
Sounds like a personal problem you need to deal with.
Oh, what? You've never brushed off and then actually put it back in and get a little drop of pee on your underwear?
So what? Dries up.
So?
Yeah, you got a little
what,
spot.
What, are you a germaphobe all of a sudden?
Are you wearing...
You're going down on girls with shitty man underwear. Now you're worried about a little piddle in your pants?
Do you wear tighty whities, Juan? Tighty
whities? No.
You got boxers?
Are they...
Boxer briefs?
Yeah. How do you even know you got...
I had to check today.
What, are you sniffing?
Yeah, I sniff them. I take them off and go...
If I'm not sure...
Wait a minute, it's wet and it smells bad. Oh, yeah.
Alert, alert, alert. Throw them out.
Are these new or did they just fall? I don't know. Oh, yeah. You can usually, they get like real light, like they feel like almost silk. And they're, like, they're worn like, so much.
They're wrinkled too.
But yeah, and then when you wash them, they're all fluffy.
Yeah. They're soft. They're much softer.
But I seriously, like, I don't do socks anymore. I just buy. I go to Target and I get, for like $5, you get a pack of like six pairs of socks or six or whatever. And I just keep buying bags of socks. And
no, I wash
throw
them
out.
I wear socks all the time. I wash them and wear them. Like, I have like my whole bottom of my hamper filled with socks.
I'm scared though because I'm starting to deal with underwear now too.
Ew.
I can't throw anything.
What,
so
you got a pile of underwear in that room?
For nostalgic reasons?
Yeah. I think so. Like socks, underwear, t-shirts. I can't throw anything.
No,
out.
I won't throw underwear away.
I can't throw it out.
But I'll buy new pairs before I wash them.
Sentimental reasons.
I had this pair of boxers for like a year now that like I got caught on something at work and like I ripped my pants and my boxers like right in my butt cheek. It's like a little square like this. I still wind up wearing
I
them.
Guarantee you right now, if I pull my pants down, I'll have a giant hole in my underwear.
All right, do it.
All right.
I can't get rid of them.
Let's see this sucker. See.
Yeah, go on.
Let's see
whip
these,
it out.
Let's see these beasties. Hang on. Oh, my God, he's actually doing it.
Make sure my little thing doesn't come out.
Come on.
All right. Yep. I don't know if you. I don't know how you're going to be
bend
able to
over. It. Take I'm it like a man.
Son of a bitch.
That was not ill. That was not
your alien brain needs to stay in there.
All I did was sit down and my nuts just fell out of my underwear. I have a giant hole in the bottom.
So you have one nut hanging out and one nut just like stuck in there and they can't squeeze through because the skin binds it up.
They're loose enough to where it doesn't really matter. Vaughn will not stop looking at my crotch.
Hang on, I'm fucking freaked out, man.
Please,
that
thank
creepy.
You.
Put them back on.
That's right.
Keep them on quicker.
Take them off.
Ah, my headphones are stuck.
Ah, my headphones are stuck in my hole.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tuck them in.
That's just hot.
God.
Ugh, that's nasty. Tuck the whole thing in.
I keep meaning to throw them out. Like, every time I see them, I'm like, man, I'm going to throw those out.
Never.
But I don't have a garbage can in my room or want to take out the garbage from my room.
You know what I do?
So, it would just stay in there anyway.
You know what I do when I get that? When it's like I have a hole in my underwear and I wore them like four or five times and I keep saying I got to throw them out. I just sit there and where the hole is, I rip it.
I've done that and that makes me get rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. I rip them in half and then I throw them out.
So then you can't wear them.
Yeah, because I'll put them on in a fucking so big just, airy hole.
I just keep doing it and it's not good. Or like I got the undershirt, like a white undershirt and it's got like that yellow fucking collar.
Oh,
like
the stain
you were the worst.
I've had it for like 10 years now probably.
You used, like, to, yeah, you used to good. Wear, in high school, these chains around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
You had like eight that chains that went around your neck.
Like Mr.
And when
T?
You took them off, your neck was green.
It ugh. Would be gray and like black.
Yeah.
That shitty.
I remember things. The back of your neck was green.
Yeah.
So I'm sure your t-shirts were none better.
They didn't fare too well from it.
No.
No.
But and you still like, have them, right?
Yeah.
They're, well, yeah.
I cleaned my room a while ago, and I like went through like everything, like t-shirts and all that shit, and like I finally put them away. Like my one dresser, like six drawers, five of them are filled with like underwear and like undershirts.
Yeah,
completely. Like I'm pressing them in just to close the thing. And I was like,
and they're all disgusting, falling
and
apart.
I was like, man, I just got to go through these and throw them out. And I'll have, like, I need like 10 undershirts. That's it.
They look like silk.
Anything other than that.
Yeah.
They're that thin.
They're like paper thin. You can see through them.
They're cheesecloth.
Yeah, cheesecloth.
And like the old pizza shirts had like that yellow stain.
Oh, in
like,
the gut? Yeah.
Oh, I threw those shirts. I had a bunch of them when I was working in the bookstore.
Yeah, you ever get the yellow
those
in the
books
pits?
Get sweaty. Oh, yeah. And it gets like cardboard, too.
Yeah, the yellow cardboard pits.
Makes you sweat even more.
Yeah. Because I used to wear the antiperspirant, like the chalky, like the white stuff.
Yeah.
And that just especially black shirts, you get like cardboard
white
pits.
Disintegrates it.
Yeah.
Fades it white and shit.
Yep. I use like a gel now.
I had that clockwork shirt I think I've worn.
Gel
a couple times where he's got that big
out.
Hole in the armpit.
Gel makes me freak out too, but
I'm all like sticky, like it's just
it's like slimy.
I really
it's just better than ruining my black shirts because I mainly have black.
I
shirts.
Don't shower in the morning when I go to work, so I just kind of go in.
You don't shower?
I shower at night.
I do.
I
too,
shower
actually.
At night too
because I don't have the time. I don't make time for myself in the morning. Like, because I have to be at work at 8:00, I get up at 7:15, and I go to work.
If I could, I would shower like eight times a day.
If I could, I used to shower two times a day.
When I was in Philadelphia one day, I think I took 8 showers because I was so bored and had nothing to do.
What the fuck?
I did. My skin was like chalk.
Pristine.
It was like
David Blaine.
Yeah. I looked like I came out.
Wrinkled
all your
shit.
Dead skin fell off. Finally.
Yeah, it was. I was like a snake. I just went on my bed and started shimmying. And then like a little me kind of fell off of me.
You molted a little
I did, yeah.
Making a snow angel out of dead skin flakes.
Awesome. It's disgusting. I took showers?
No, the visual.
No. Oh,
yeah. You in general.
We're talking about that. I went to a sideshow on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
The one I told you about, but you guys were at a... Where were you guys at?
I don't remember.
Lobster Fest or
Clam Fest?
Yeah, okay. Mm. Close. You're at a Sizzler.
Yeah, Sizzler. Dude, $10 to get like this bucket of clams.
That would have been nice. But I got $10. I got to see people eat glass and
shove
shit into their faces and stuff like that.
Nice.
It wasn't bad. It was like the same three people doing the things. They'd be like, let's bring this person out again. It's like, oh, shit, not again.
Where was this?
Oh, at the Lanes. Asbury Lanes.
They're still open?
Yeah.
Shit.
They're still fighting.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fighting a good fight.
You know that theater next door?
Yeah.
For some reason, it was open when I was there on Saturday. Just this old woman sitting in the booth. I'm like,
are you supposed to be in there?
I was freaked out. I was like, I drove past. I was like, wait, is that woman real? like, oh, shit. It's
a mannequin.
I don't know if they were doing anything in there, though. Like, if they were, like, showing
movies.
Maybe
she's homeless and she was just pretending.
She turned the lights on.
Yeah.
Like, I went to see that show at Stone Pony, and, like, I left early because it was mobbed. Like,
what show?
Gorilla Biscuits reunion.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 Fridays ago.
Oh, shit. That would have been nice.
Gorilla Biscuits and Murphy's Law.
Wow.
And, like, it was just way too hot, way too crowded. And,
oh, fuck,
like,
yeah.
I saw, like, the first half of the Gorilla Biscuits, and, like, this guy was just stood in between, like, me and my friend, and, like, his back was to me. Like, I was standing against the wall, and, like, was watching, like, it was, like, over to the side.
Yeah.
And there's, like, enough room for everyone to pass through. He just stands right in front of me.
Molesting your
friend. And, like, he's like 5 inches away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even there. And, like, he just keeps getting closer and closer. Finally, my friend's like, what the fuck is this? Spaced Invaders? And, like, leaves and gets out of there. I was like, what? And I wound up touching my dick to the guy's butt, but just in general.
With pants on?
Yeah, well, I was wearing these shorts.
Thanks. I was wearing high shorts.
I was wearing these short pants.
Boy pants.
And I was like, I can't be in here anymore. Like, I can't be around, like, a group of people without, like, a certain amount of space.
Especially
anymore.
Murphy's Law and Gorilla Biscuits. All
that
must have
been a freaking...
Well, it was all kids, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of...
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It was like an all-ages show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, hate those. All-ages shows?
I think it was 21 and over, though.
And you're, like, the oldest one there?
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, 21.
There was, like, this kid there I kept seeing. He kept moving around. Like, you just walk from one place to the other, and he had to be, like, 13. Some fat kid.
You sure he went? He just looked 13 because he was fucking, like, 900 pounds?
He had a brand new Misfits shirt on.
Ugh.
And he kept walking around. I was like, where the fuck is this kid going? Like, I was just trying to get to the bar. I got stuck at one spot, and I was like, once the music starts, I'm going to push my way over to the bar so I can get another goddamn beer.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, fighting to go to the bar. I see this kid go, like, go past me, like, 3 or 4 times. I was like, how is this kid doing this? I'm shoving my way through, and this kid's just walking nonchalantly.
It's like a running joke.
He just keeps repeating scenery.
It's like, let's fuck with this kid. We'll walk past him a couple times. Everybody let him through.
And we're waiting, me and my friend outside, for the other guy that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wound up sitting, like, in his truck. On the bed.
Making out.
Touching
having
butts.
Sex. And then we wound up sitting in, like, the boardwalk for like half an hour. I was like,
that's,
man,
romantic.
I wish we could just go to the Lanes and get a beer, but they're closed.
No,
I
they're
they
open,
were closed. It looked like they were closed.
It always looks like they're closed.
I was like, I didn't want to walk all the way over there to find out they're closed.
Oh, and you guys were talking about the gay place that's over there in Asbury?
What's the name of that place?
Paradise.
Paradise!
Retards. I was listening to that. I was like,
all right, end of the show. Let's go.
See you later.
We got to go.
Go get him, boys.
That place sucks.
I'm sure
been
it
in
does.
There?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it really blows.
I've been in there.
You been in there?
I've been in there once.
I forgot. You got a bunch
he
of gay
He loves
friends.
Gay bars.
No. I just have...
Tell him to take
him
to a gay bar.
What the hell is that?
You go to gay bars?
He loves them.
Yes, I have two good friends that are gay, and that's where they like to go. So every once in a while, I go. I haven't gone in like a long time, but I used to because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's funny to sit in the back, especially in that place. You sit in the back racks and you watch these the old racks. Fucks talk and try to molest each other. It's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off.
So what are you doing here? Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's a lot of ugly motherfuckers.
You live in Bradley Beach, too?
What's your son?
So strange.
It's a lot of ugly motherfuckers
who...
You're
cute. That's a nice mustache.
Thank you.
Wow.
Just grew it.
You know, that's really thick.
So it's only a week.
Anything else in you that's really thick and hairy? Like crying from this.
I could use some more seed in it.
You know, you just fucking ruined things.
You really know.
You know, it...
I know. Thank God.
That's it. We're going on break. Bye.
Turn it off.
Ruin it. All things just keep getting better.
It's Vaughn's dance party.
God. See, this is... Yes. Now do that gag. Now it works right. Make it really loud and you're going... You can't hear a shit. Why in those places.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Oh.
So, what's going on, bro?
That's it.
Going on, bro.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Out.
All right, well, so we did just take a break.
Yeah.
Is that fun. A Prada bag? Oh, my God.
No,
did you get lipo or are you still
sack.
Fat?
I can't believe I had to actually look up and download this song just for that.
I thought you were getting lipo. Why are you eating that chicken?
I just had the Prada logo tattooed on my sack.
I've seen bad things in gay clubs.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Sure you have.
No, I've seen like drag queens and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And they were ugly.
Well, have you ever been... You ever heard...
No.
Of, shut up. Okay. Have you heard of the Coliseum?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you mean the gentleman's club now?
What?
It's a gentleman's club.
It is now?
Before it's a gay bar at night now.
Oh, really?
On certain nights,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's going to be a hard sell.
That's a hard fucking sell, man. Yeah. That place is hardcore.
Plus, it's still got like the gay night underneath it or whatever. Like,
I
got
to kill this music
on the sign.
It's a gay club.
Like the billboard, I guess.
Yeah.
And
the big pink triangle.
It's from like.
So they have the pink triangle with like a penis in the middle or something?
Yeah, I guess. From like 1 to 7, it says like gentlemen's club. I was like,
why?
They're just lying.
No one's going in there.
They're just lying to get people in there.
I think because, yeah, normally no one goes in there until 9 o'clock.
You know why? Because your shoes stick to the floor.
Oh, no. Well, the drag queens in there, right? They have dancers, right? They have drag queens dance.
All the stools don't have seats on them.
Just poles.
They're all upside down.
Just big plastic dildos sticking out of them.
This is so gay. No, we're closing. We're just putting the seats. Oh!
So you get a lot of Miss Tucks.
You walk in there. I knew it. No, we're closing. Oh,
Miss Tucks.
Well,
Miss Tucks.
Well, when the guy's dancing around too much,
that's
one
big hemorrhoid.
His balls
and dick fall out of his little G string.
Nice.
The duct tape didn't hear very well. You know, it's like all of a sudden the guy gets smacked in the face with a ball bag.
Yeah, I bet you didn't want that to happen.
No.
Yeah, I bet that really pissed.
No,
him.
No. The funniest damn thing it. is seeing a man who's like probably might like 40, 50 years old in like a trench coat. The stereotypical perverted guy walking around in a trench coat, like following these little thin freaking freaky ass drag queens in their little lingeries.
You know he's not wearing a trench coat shorts.
Oh,
so you know it.
There's nothing underneath there.
So it's like Dish if he was gay.
Nobody knows who Dish is.
Well, yeah. That's why I said.
Oh, okay.
You know, like dad,
Dish.
Like you know, like dad when he. You know.
Yeah, Dish.
Okay. Yeah. All
right, that's enough gay talk for one day.
I love you.
I love you, Johnny Cakes.
Never lost much weight on the Johnny Cakes diet.
It was all the semen. Are those grits? No, I just came in your mouth.
Oh, dude.
That was good.
Oh. Awesome.
Holy shit.
What else are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
The cheerleaders.
There we go.
The hazing.
What?
That's always hot.
Yeah, but
there was go ahead.
Did they do anything bad? I mean, like, how bad was it?
Was it naughty?
Yeah, were they, like, naked getting tar put on them?
Let's find out.
Hot.
I hate reading.
Think we got
it. Call it what you will, but cool. High school athletes may be going too far when it comes to pranks on their teammates. iTeammates Pam Elliott has photos from a recent hazing incident.
Well, Marla, you can call it hazing, bullying, and in some cases, a crime. No matter what you call it, parents, coaches, and administrators are being called on to do a better job of supervising. Six Lawrence North High School cheerleaders who were disciplined
Why bother showing the picture?
For coming to a game under the influence of alcohol are off the squad. Not because of that incident, but because of a hazing incident this summer.
Not
because
you were drunk.
My teammate obtained photos from a sleepover during which girls were covered in food, hosed off, and blindfolded. Lawrence North says this took place at a home where a parent was present. No one from the school would address questions on camera, but Assistant Superintendent Dr. Dwayne Hodgen told me over the phone the school-related incident has been resolved. There's no further investigation. And the township does not have a zero-tolerance policy.
Good.
These girls are a lot of, they're good girls. The problem is when you put them together, sometimes you're going to do things that aren't
good. That's like lunch to me.
Mark Wagner's daughter is a freshman cheerleader at Lawrence North. She was not at the party, but he did attend a meeting with school administrators.
Then who cares?
Parents chimed in then, you know, this
fucking tool.
She didn't feel this was even as bad as what had happened last year.
Blake Ress is the commissioner of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. It does not have jurisdiction over cheerleaders, but iTeammate wanted
not
to
a
know
real sport.
What he makes of the recent behavior of some young athletes, including the freshman football players from Center Grove, who were disciplined for an alleged attack on a teammate.
I think that's
sodomizing them
to blame it on tradition or say, well, they've always done this and they've always done that. times change, and I don't know whether they always did or they didn't always do it, but it's not acceptable.
I think he's having a stroke while he's talking.
I think he already had one.
I think it's very widespread. And I think parents have to, they have to be willing to speak up. Shit.
Wait a minute.
Back to the Center Grove incident involving freshman football players. The school says one student has been removed from the team. Another has been suspended for half of the season. And late today, iTeammate learned that cheerleaders from Center Grove, same school, have been disciplined for what the high school calls vandalism and, quote, disrespectful behavior. This was at Indiana University during cheerleading camp. Pam Elliott, 24-hour News 8.
Yeah, shut up.
I don't get it.
So they put condiments.
Yeah,
That's like
air raid piggies.
That's like lunch
now fry like bacon.
That's how I get fed during the day.
But they didn't really do anything to him.
You get fed during the day?
He smeared it on my face. I eat it like a pig.
Take a cheerleader's full of ketchup and you just lick them. I'm starving. Do we have any cheerleaders covered in ketchup? Cheerleaders.
Little boys, I want to lick them.
It's still Ronnie Bennington's line.
Still in the
game. I don't think that was that bad.
That wasn't
bad. I figured like...
They looked like they were having fun in the pictures.
Yeah, it didn't
the blurred
seem,
out pictures.
At least they hosed them off.
It's as I always say, anyone with a camera deserves to die. Stuff like that. And
yeah, why take pictures?
Whoever takes the pictures of it are fucking assholes. And if the pictures do get out, you know exactly who to blame.
You know, even though they did get off, I mean, it didn't happen in the school. It happened outside of school.
Yeah,
it didn't look very traumatizing.
That doesn't mean
it was
anything,
playful.
But it's retarded.
It's stupid. It doesn't deserve to be
put on the TV and
put on TV.
That's not news.
What?
That's not news.
Yeah, we should strike that from our board. That's not news.
Okay.
No show.
That's not news.
That's not news.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Like, who the fuck cares about this shit?
It's because there was no news that day, apparently.
Yeah,
this must have happened before the airport security got tightened up. So they're like, "Hey, let's
run the news." Oh, segues over here. How
you
doing?
The other thing that we're talking about the other thing they were talking about, right? The football players.
Uh-huh.
I think that was about sodomy. They were sodomizing one of the newer players.
Yeah, but were they really?
That's wrong. No, that's bad. When you're sitting there shoving shit up somebody's ass.
They were finding it out
that's
if his
bad.
Mouthpiece really was in.
Ugh. In his
fucker.
Ass.
God.
Pickle fucker.
You know
ass.
When I
another segue.
Pickle when I, smoocher.
When I went to high school, there was a fella who was probably about 300 pounds. He was the head of the. Football team, Dennis. He's a real big dude. Is it Don?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't want to say any last names.
Yeah, Don.
But...
I think you know him. I think I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
Mohawk?
Big dude. Yeah. Yes. Really big dude. What he would do to kids is he would a bunch of guys would hold him down on the ground. He would take his pants off, put his asshole on the tip of the kid's nose and just fucking lay a big one right in his face.
Oh, yeah.
Fart. Not I've shit.
Heard, dump right on his face.
Lay a big load right
in his face. That would be funny. You expect him to fart, all of a sudden you just feel warm on your nose. Like,
oh, my God!
It's wet!
Too far!
Oh, I'm glad I had my pants down when I sharted.
Sharted?
Sharted? Do you use Charmin for that?
And I mean, that's disgusting, but they would consider that sodomy, and they would probably arrest them nowadays.
I don't think sodomy. Well, sodomy is like, oh, that's, yeah, maybe.
Penetration.
You're not shoving your, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Sodomy is like sticking it in.
Yeah, well,
little pinky in there.
If you want to be accepted, sometimes
I
you
think
get
it would have to be
ass.
His butthole that would be. Yeah.
Have you ever gone through any of that crap, like hazing kind of crap, when you were in high school?
No, but I got a boner right now. I got to tell you.
I
got
to go take a break now so you can
finish that. Batch.
So you can go in the bathroom and use one of your socks you're not using.
Get the old cardboard tube sock out and scuff up your stomach.
It's actually waterproofed itself. It doesn't. It just drips off.
It's useless. It just smears. You smear it on.
Yeah, I just let it go on my belly button.
Ew. Creates like a mountain.
A volcano.
It
squeezes. It
just moves everything into my belly button.
Look, my belly's coming. It's anyway. How do we...
I don't know how we got into that.
There's a woman present.
Craig?
So yeah, not news. Stupid, but I don't think they should have.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything bad.
I figured it would be like awful. Like,
yeah,
one of them died, or like
I remember the
they got in a car accident because like they all drove home and they were smashed or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like if they made them drive home covered in ketchup and mayonnaise,
or they were covered in butter and they were chased by a bull or some shit.
Yeah,
or like they had to like make it with like the football captain or something like that, or.
Yeah.
Just bend over and take.
Yeah. Bend over and put your pom poms out, Missy.
I remember what they, what the cheerleaders over here, you know, in our school used to do. They used to TP each other's houses, you know, around the last round Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Like the big game. Mm. They used to TP all the football players' houses and then their own houses. That was like the biggest thing that they would do. It's like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. Like, where do we live?
Lame. I don't know.
Yeah, they tipped over their cows, too. Bastards.
Don't call the fat girls cows.
I think South stole North's lion one time.
Yeah, they do that every other year.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, by the way, Carly.
Yeah, we weren't trying to give away places.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what high school I went to.
There was another thing where the football players would vandalize...
The football?
I said football.
The football players
would vandalize whoever's, their stand where they sell
their snack stand.
Merch shit. The snack stand. They vandalize it, paint it all a different color or something shit like that over the weekend.
Well, South, I think when we got our new field, a couple years ago.
They ruined it.
Yeah, they
the new track.
It. Yeah.
They put down the new track.
And they put some girl's name and put Is a Whore or something.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Well, regardless.
I think she's dead now.
Really?
Is that true?
I don't know. Usually when we bring up girls' names or girls in general, it's like, they're dead now.
Yeah, they're the clowns. They shat themselves or they're dead.
Who died?
I don't know.
Mike Douglas died.
Mike Douglas died.
Mike Douglas.
Who died?
Mike Douglas.
You never heard of Mike Douglas?
Mike Douglas.
I know Michael Douglas.
No, not that
no,
Mike Douglas. I actually read that online.
Kirk!
Douglas? I read that online a couple days ago, that thing, and the title was Mike Douglas, not that Mike Douglas, and went into the whole thing about it. I was like,
Other Mike Douglas died from the Mike Douglas show. He
had a show in the 70s.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono.
Oh, wow. That fruit.
You're overmodulating. Carly's going to get so upset.
Yeah, we actually have production in tonight.
Right, you know what? We're going to pin you all down.
Wait, you turned me off.
Hey, perfect.
Okay, anyway.
Hello?
So he's dead.
He died on his birthday, dude, right?
Yeah, his 81st birthday.
Oh, he was 81?
Yeah.
He died on his 81st birthday.
He was for a short period of
Yeah,
time.
For a couple hours.
He was skipping and jumping and just croaked out.
Well, he was.
Actually, he kind of was. Because he was the first show who would bring on, like... Okay. Who
what
else?
The fuck?
There's nothing cuter than a girl burping.
No, there isn't.
If you're Italian, it's funny.
What are you?
What?
You're drinking Perrier, it's good.
What are you?
I'm Irish and German.
It's fine. See, look. Like two relatives. Irish and German. But you're not a fat fuck like I am. I'll throw myself out like that, I know.
Oh, you're really going out on a limb there.
Out on a limb. Yeah, whatever, shut up.
Wouldn't it suck to be famous though, like Michael Douglas, and then have someone else?
Hi, I'm Mike Douglas.
Yeah, to be confused, like with somebody else, like you're dead, and everyone's like, not Catherine Zeta-Jones' husband.
Well, that's what when I read that online, that's why the headline was that, because I think some people left messages going, you know, it was like a different headline, and they said Mike Douglas dead at, you know, and they were like, oh shit, and they left comments. Like, or got emails, and
I really loved him in Wall Street.
They changed the headline.
Richard Gecko is one great American.
Because I think they were doing something like you do when we're looking for stories, Derek.
Just go through, read the headlines.
Michael Douglas is dead. The American president has died.
Which one? There's more than one.
What?
Oh God!
Oh shit!
Jewel of the Nile.
Hey, that's up there, man. That's a fucking good movie.
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
I love Danny DeVito.
So, we could talk about Tuesday, what we did on Tuesday.
There's so much to talk about.
There really is.
We did a lot of things this week, man.
And, like, we got to talk about airport security.
Yeah.
And,
well, why don't we
and talk we can get through it if Carly stops fucking burping.
Silly burping.
And bringing things up about airport security, we would get through it. You quit bringing up the topic of it.
Oh, don't push her down the stairs. God damn it.
Come on, Carly.
I was trying to make what is called in the biz a segue.
Come on, Carly. Do it.
Hold on.
You can do it.
Give me 2 seconds.
What the hell is that?
We gotta stand That's up what she was singing. Shit, man. There, it got hidden by my steak.
Vaughn's lost.
I'm gone. What the fuck?
You'd have to listen to the end of last week's show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she was singing. She was singing this burps?
Yeah.
Idiot. Hey.
All right, we got to cut this out.
Ready? Oh, that was weak, Carly.
Oh yes, there's a little extra.
She puked. She got a little
she puked. Carly goes down.
I just puked my mouth.
She puked on the carpet. What are you talking about?
I had a little something come up too. It was like I was a little full, I guess.
I made the mistake of swishing.
It was frothy. mine was a little frothy.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I had like a mouthful of
no.
Oh, Vaughn's ready. Vaughn's ready.
That's terrible. That was good. And that's water, not beer.
I gotta stand
up. Ready, beer.
I'm shaking it up.
Oh, okay. I'll wait for you, Carly.
Oh, do we have a bucket just in case you puke all over the place?
No, we don't need a bucket.
Let me know when you're ready.
Well, we can talk about other things. I'll just let you know.
Okay.
I'll cue you up.
Well, why don't we talk about what happened on Tuesday?
The clerks thing?
Yeah.
Well, what did happen?
Well, you two were in Red Bank all day, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying. You guys were roaming around all day.
All day.
Well, they actually got to see me in my throes of working as a mailman.
Oh.
Yeah, he was sexy.
In that big dumb truck.
Your quadruple X mail shirt.
Hey, no, that was tight on me, though, man.
Best fitting shirt I've ever had.
It's supposed to be saggy.
Freaking 2-ton truck just stopping in the middle of the road.
But basically, our good friend Kevin Smith, he's our friend, you know.
He's everyone's friend. He's America's friend.
Exactly. He did a signing on Monday at the Quick Stop.
Jane's Bob Seger Stash.
Sorry.
That should have been the quick
from 2 p.m. to 4 a.m. he was signing.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
I guess, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking long.
And then the next day, they actually showed Clerks in Marine Park on a big-ass screen, and they had a Q&A. Q&A pretty much sucked. It was just a bunch of people looking for money
fucking
from him.
Horrible.
What?
It was really bad. He did a Q&A. You know, where you get in line, you can answer one question.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I'm aspiring director
producer,
and producer
actor.
Or a writer, or they wanted something, or they
comic
wanted to.
Book artist.
Yeah, read my
looking
comic
for something.
Book
PA guy.
To a point where they made an announcement.
They didn't, like,
to a point where they
ask for advice, like, hey.
Well, they were, but he's just like, I don't know, dude. You know?
Yo, read.
Figure it out.
Freaking write it yourself. This is the way I write.
Yeah, he just winged it. That's how he became famous.
That's. Yeah. Have you seen that The Evening with Kevin Smith? Have you seen that,
no.
that DVD? That's freaking hysterical. And that all it is a Q&A, like a 2-hour Q&A.
And it doesn't end, right? It's really long.
Yeah, it's really long. And the stories he goes into the story about how he did this. He was directing these bits for Prince.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to the compound, you know, Prince's compound, and he was doing all this direction stuff, the stuff that he'll that's just going in Prince's vault.
Yeah,
you know, it'll never be seen the light of day. And he's telling these stories about that and all these weird stories. And they're really funny. And these people are coming up asking just like one question.
Or they just want a picture or something.
No, no, no. Nothing. He's on
Oh, the one we went
like
to.
Well, yeah, with this one they're asking, and they're like, he's like, no, no. Like the one, the girl came up and asked if he can, sign her ass?
Sign her ass, and she was going to get it tattooed.
Tattooed, and he was like, no, you don't want that.
And he said, no.
No, you don't want that. And everybody kept asking him, like, oh, can I get a picture? And it's like, he's like, all right. And then after a certain point, he was like, no more pictures. No, let's get this done. No more pictures.
He was
getting annoyed. Yeah. And even the guys. Even the guys at the. Who were doing the roadshow, the guys who worked for the roadshow for Netflix, and they were like, no more inspiring actors, producers, writers, PDs, nothing. You have a decent question, ask it. And then, you know.
I don't remember one decent question.
Everyone's question's great.
Had the guy doing the, doing the tuck. That was funny.
Yeah.
Some underage
guy...
kid was doing it. He wasn't even, I don't think he was over 18.
If I knew that, I would have took my dick out.
Showing his
he went
back.
Up there.
Tuck.
Well, there's a scene in the movie, Clerks 2.
Uh-huh.
Should see it.
Where they redo
the scene in Silence of the Lambs where he's dancing and does the whole tuck. Yeah, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
For you.
And so a kid, go ahead. You want to say it? Go ahead.
She was a great big fat woman.
It just got awkward in here.
Hey, it's the Carly and Craig show. The
Anyway.
A CC connection.
I'm Carly.
I'm Craig.
Oh, no. CC connection. Wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
On many levels, too.
Well, real quick before we take another break. So his kid came up. He had a wig on and everything. He did the whole dance. And basically took his pants off and was in his underwear. And Kevin Smith said,
that's
if you're going to do
huge hemorrhoid.
No, if you're going to do the talk, do it. So he did the tuck, and he pulled his pants down and pulled his shirt up, and he did the tuck in front of...
Like 2,500
people? 2,500
people. Beautiful.
And another 500 to 1,000 that weren't let in.
We're sitting outside.
Yeah. Huh. So...
It was good.
That kid had balls, man. I wouldn't...
I'm going to press charges. that's endangerment right there.
Decent exposure.
No. Oh, like
I'm surprised they got away with doing that. It's a fucking dirty movie.
What, Clerks?
Yeah.
You see how many little kids were with their parents in that film?
Yeah.
Well,
fucking Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's why Middletown didn't want it.
No, Middletown didn't want it because they're a bunch of retards. Because they
would have to close the road down or something.
Yeah,
probably.
You would. That place would have been a mess. If they
it really would have been.
If they closed a little lot next door?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't have fit everybody in that lot.
No way. They wouldn't have fit anybody. All and right. They, you know what? They probably didn't even get ordinance. They last minute they called Red Bank and said, "Would you guys mind doing it here?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Yeah, sure. You're going to give us something."
They said,
and then they must have bartered that check out of them.
Yeah.
That $1,500.
The screen was right in front of the docks,
yeah.
And the gate was right before that little monument, the little firefighter monument,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The top of the hill, and it was just filled with people. So many fucking people. I never thought it would
it's
get
like
that
fireworks.
Big. Yeah, it was. It was basically like fireworks.
Because what I've heard, they haven't given money to anybody else who's done it.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, it was either that or they weren't going to do it.
Because I think they've been just like...
I think that would be their biggest one, the Clerks.
Well, they did have, what, the Warriors?
Warriors
at Coney Island. They did Jaws in Rhode Island. They're doing The Shining right in front of the building that Stephen King wrote the book about.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off they're doing in Illinois.
So they're all in big places.
Yeah.
This is like the most obscure place. Because right in front of the Quick Stop, where the, you know, half the people that were half the people that were there didn't even know, the kids in front of us didn't even know who Leonardo was.
Yeah, well, they weren't even from around.
Leonard O.
Phil
Road.
There were people there from Ohio and shit.
The fuck?
Shit. People traveled there.
People from Ohio should just die.
Die. They really, just, let's just bomb
just
the whole
go
state.
Right back into the corn, you hayseeds.
Yeah.
And, like, I like the little skits that were, you know, they started playing the trailers, and it just died.
Yeah, the film cut off a couple times. But,
well, and the right after the trailers stopped, the screen decided to deflate.
Yeah,
were they original trailers or for current stuff?
No,
they all had to do with the movie, so they played a trailer for like two Kevin Smith movies, and they did a trailer for Toxic Avenger
and Waitress
because it's in New Jersey, and Waitress, which looks like a fantastic movie.
I have it. You want to borrow it?
Waitress,
it's horrible.
It looked pretty bad.
It's fucking bad. It's a trauma film. It's another trauma film.
Is that
too.
A trauma film?
Yeah. Like right before like Toxic Avenger came out, that's like what they used to do was these shitty like comedies.
They still do that.
Yeah.
Oh, they still do shitty films, yeah. But This was like shitty before they were known to do shitty films.
What's their most recent
this
one?
This is when they were still trying.
The chicken. The zombie chickens or something?
Poultrygeist?
Poultrygeist. Yeah.
They just did another toxic film, too, called Citizen Toxy. Oh, it's fucking bad.
They Attack are, of the Killer bad. Tomatoes?
That was... No, that wasn't... That was cool. What are you talking about? That's fucking sad.
Was that trailer?
No.
I thought it was.
So. No.
Oh, well.
I think they did the sequel. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2 with George Clooney.
Romeo and Juliet.
That's a good movie.
That actually had money put into it.
Yeah. Mummy's in it, too. He's just walking around.
Oh, yeah. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Wrap things up. We'll be right back with the CNC Connection.
Is this Russ Meyer?
Russ Meyer.
Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people.
That's right.
Don't want no short people around here.
That's right, Carly. Just walk away.
Oh, I see you got the little
How tall are you, Carly?
Five foot nothing? 6 foot 8.
She's a chick. You're supposed to be small.
5'2", 5'3".
I don't slouch.
When the scoliosis is in effect.
If my hair's high.
If I wear my hair in a beehive.
5'3".
Never heard that song before.
You never heard that song?
No.
Shut up.
I've never heard it. Where would I hear that song?
On
Little Rascals? The movie?
104.3 at like 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah. No, never.
Yes,
never heard that song.
I'm never on Q104.3.
Randy Newman.
Yeah.
They don't play that many Randy Newman songs.
No, they really don't.
They should play more.
More of a light FM, and that's a little too risque for...
For you?
Too risque.
Light FM.
It's like we're playing Rednecks.
Whatever.
Nice.
Takes a bite of the apple. Looking at Randy.
What was that story you were rubbing against your crotch before, Craig?
Oh, I heard my crotch and rubbing, and I just zoned out for a second.
You saw that?
Oh yeah. I understand why I was rubbing my crotch. Daughter given away for sex, police say.
Oh,
police say.
And the Grand Rapids Press. I thought it was the Asbury Park Press because they have the same press logo.
Oh,
it's all fake.
I was like, wow. Muskegon.
All the same shit.
A woman afraid of losing her boyfriend while she was recuperating from surgery arranged to have her 15-year-old daughter be his sex partner.
Nice!
For 2 months. What surgery did she have? It didn't say.
I don't know.
That you can't have sex for 2 months.
Twat surgery?
Or like...
Cancer. I don't know.
It was so she don't have any hair.
Labia
What's the
majoria?
Problem? Or she don't have any like bone marrow. Was she going to snap?
I don't know. It doesn't say what her
surgery
was.
I don't think it said.
Was.
She's got her asshole put in her face.
Wow. I guess they're waiting to see if the balls grow or something.
So she...
Police said evidence against him include a written contract.
Oh!
You always want to have those.
Who the fuck?
Signed by all three.
What was the little girl getting? Like popsicle sticks?
Well, the sexual services and the pay. I didn't have to read sexual services. But the contract did specify what the sexual services were and the pay. Now
what
it makes sense. The girl would get...
Wait, she get allowance for this?
Go ahead.
She get like tattoos and body piercings, including clothing and body piercings.
Are you kidding me?
The investigation has also led to charges against the guy for another...
I would imagine.
Second girl. I think she was 12.
What? So he was banging a 12-year-old too?
Well, this dude's 37. And this is for the alleged abuse of a second girl who was younger than 13, also known as 12, because they say 12 on the back.
younger than 13.
Younger than 13.
12.
So she was getting. So she wasn't using her teeth.
Michael John Fitzgibbon of Muskegon.
We got his whole dress there, or just that.
Remains in Muskegon County Jail after a judge denied bail in one of the cases.
Well, I hope so.
He might be a little flight risk. Whatever.
Me.
The mother's not being identified. I guess so you can identify the daughter.
Yeah.
If Michael Fitzgibbons is listening, I'd like to know her name. So you could forward that to Aristocrat Craig at myspace.com.
Is that your email address?
Or is it myspace.com?
Well, you could post me a bulletin or aristocraig at yahoo.com.
Post me a bulletin.
You could just send that to me, I guess. But the woman posted a $25,000 bond.
She got him out?
Well, no, she's out on bond.
Oh, I thought she got him out. Oh, she got arrested too because
she got herself out because she's privy to the contract.
My daughter must be pissed about this. She don't get her clothes and her tattoos.
Yeah, really. No.
I wanted my allowance.
She was arrested because the woman helped facilitate a 2-month sexual relationship between her boyfriend and her daughter.
Ugh.
Ooh.
What was he saying? Well, I can't fuck you now. You've got a back brace on.
She was afraid. She was going to have some surgery, and she was afraid she was going to lose her boyfriend.
What a fucking twat.
A written contract between the woman, Fitzgibbon, and the 15-year-old was drawn up, and the teen to serve as a sex substitute. We got a pinch whore. Now fucking Don Mattingly. Mattingly, echo, echo, please, now. Now fucking for the New York Yankees. Of Muskegon, Michigan, Don Mattingly, Edenly. Right. Not used to the echo effect.
Got it?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Sorry, guys. I was in a complete other world.
2 months that went on?
Well, apparently. Yeah. The 15-year-old girl who she told another adult what was going on. And I guess he screwed her, too.
It's like, where did you get that nipple ring, hon? Well, I'm fucking my mom's boyfriend.
Body piercing. It's like not like ear piercing. It's body piercing.
I have the contract right here.
You know she's getting her clit done.
Oh.
Well, that's what he liked.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
that what it says?
Pretty good. It's incredible that any parent would be involved in such a blatant case of abuse against her own daughter.
She's 15.
This is one of the most unusual cases of child abuse.
She knew what she was doing.
That has come across my county, says one local prosecutor.
Mad Max.
Judge Dredd. The detective in the case said that the Fitzgibbon and the 15-year-old had sex close to 20 times during June and July.
Her body was covered in head to toe in metal.
The girl testified in court that she chose to put on a sleeping mask when she had to have sex with Fitzgibbon.
What?
She also said she never wanted to have sex with him.
But she signed the contract.
Well, she was going to get body piercing, a clothing, or a visit from her boyfriend.
Oh,
wow.
I wonder if they had a little preteen freeway. Getting stretched out by her stepdad boyfriend.
And then used and abused by her boyfriend.
Nice.
You take one, I'll take the other end.
Here's the last page of the story. However, since the original charges against
40
Fitzgibbon,
decades of jizz.
Authorities say a 12-year-old, you know, less than 13, disclosed multiple instances of alleged abuse against Mr. Fitzgibbon.
Ooh.
Well, scumbag.
I like him.
You would. You'd have him on the wall like employee of the month.
Wait a minute. On Friday, Fitzgibbon was arraigned before visiting 60th District, blah, 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 on 6 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a person younger than 13.
12.
Oh, I guess it's for a potential life felony. I guess it's a specific crime. Like, that's like a cutoff or something like that. So I guess
when I used to go to all those pedophile websites where you can look them up.
We
in
can
your
learn how to be one.
There's like a certain like.
What are you, Pete Townsend?
Yeah, if it's under 13, it'll specify. It specifies if they're under 13, but it won't say their age. So I think that's like a cutoff date.
Yeah.
For some sort of litigation.
It's fucking nasty.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about now?
I got one more story before we want to get out of here. Do we want to read it or listen?
Listen.
Okay.
Wait, there's video?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Fabricam just canceled their order.
Hang on.
I'm stuck with 20,000 erasers.
The system shows State College just bought five pallets of pencils. I'd call them.
Back on the bonus wagon.
Quiet so we can do a clean cut.
I didn't know why I was emitting such a strong odor, and it's not just body odor. I mean, it can fill an entire room, and recently it filled an auditorium.
An auditorium?
What?
It's
a very heavy, intense, dark, deep smell.
Her job as a teacher became excruciating.
I was so focused on, do I smell? Do I smell? Are they saying things? Are they whispering? Are they laughing about me? Same thing that I used to go through for my whole life.
Why does she smell? A smell that showers can't erase, that perfume can't cover. It's a medical mystery that Camille has struggled to understand for nearly 30 years. It took her self-esteem.
Maybe
now
she needs
it
to
was
smile
taking
more.
Her profession.
I would open windows, I would leave the door open, I put fans in my classrooms, I mean the whole nine yards.
And inside you're feeling what?
Panic. Absolute panic.
And pain, right?
Oh, I would cry all the way home from school.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, that's it.
There's no reason.
She has a rare disorder called... shut up!
Pit stinkolatus?
Called TMAU, where it's some sort of chemical in her body comes out when she eats basically anything, and it smells like... rotting fish.
Rotting fish?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a stink you don't
want to
be near.
She's a teacher. She was a former model. She is now a teacher.
Former model.
Yeah. Her students wouldn't come near her. They call her Miss Fishy.
Kids are so cruel.
And the smell can't be covered whatsoever.
Rotten crotch fish lips?
Yeah. It comes right out of her body.
God.
Her orifices?
Mm.
Everywhere.
Her toile.
And she didn't know for like 30 years what it was until recently.
And then when guys would run away from her after like having a big old night of pasta.
God.
How does that stink, honey?
Apparently she has good days and bad days. Because it's according to what she eats. Basically,
I would eat the same thing every day.
Pasta fazool.
I don't care what the fuck it was. I'd eat the same thing every day.
There was another lady who had it. She got in contact with. And she spent $27,000 and had 8 different unnecessary and unwarranted surgeries to try and cure this. But there was no cure for it.
But
would they try to put cement in her box or something?
Nobody knew what it was.
In her pores.
It's a rare gene.
They spackle her or something?
Only 600 documented patients in the world.
Only 600?
Well, imagine just smelling like spoiled food.
There was this guy I worked with. He was like the office manager in the place. And he said he was allergic to like deodorant or like antiperspirant or something.
He was
there.
A fat fuck. He didn't care about washing.
He smelt awful. And he before he came into work, he would work out. Would not take a shower. And by about like 11 o'clock.
Reek.
It was pretty. Yeah, smell it up. It was pretty cool in there. But like it was like 70 degrees in there. But it was just like 11 o'clock. It would just
fucking hit you, like
punch you in the face like a freight train. Like you'd open the door, you're walking like, oh, God!
I work with a guy who never brushes teeth.
But you can't say anything to the guy either. Like,
yeah,
because he's your boss.
Not that. It's just like he knows he stinks.
Yeah,
he's had this his whole life. Or whatever. Hey, man, you fucking stink. Get out of here.
It's different when it's a guy.
It's his office, too.
I used to work for a guy who never brushed his teeth and always ate garlic.
Ew.
Like it was like
Christ.
Like it was an apple.
Just like garlic bulbs just cracking into them.
Crack them like they're freaking like acorns. You crack them apart.
Walnuts,
chew
maybe?
On them.
Ew.
Whatever.
It was
acorns,
a squirrel.
Walnuts, whatever. Fucking nuts. Like peanuts. Yeah, I fucking eat them all the time. Never brush his teeth. I eat everything with garlic. Anything that had garlic in it because he had like some... deficiency that if he ate garlic, it would help or some shit, like some bullshit he was talking about.
The secret cures of garlic.
Garlic!
Yeah, it's good for you. Just take that shit. No, he ate full garlic bulbs. Wow. You fucking stinky mother. And he'd come up to you like this. He's one of those close talkers.
Oh, Christ.
Straight up on your face. He's blowing his breath in your face. Oh, it's like. If you inhaled when he exhaled, it would go right in you.
Just knock you out.
I found that out at work recently. When people come up too close to you to talk, first of all, they're really too close to you, like where it's just like, hey, step back a little bit.
Get off me.
The smell comes out of their mouth with rotten teeth, and it's just disgusting.
Mm.
I was like, dude, go 2 feet back from me, please. just move it back.
Sir. Nothing worse than stinky people.
Give me an arm's length at
fucking
least.
Fucking halitosis.
Pal. It's disgusting.
And this lady here, she can't smell it on herself.
Yeah, that's
really?
So
for her.
She doesn't know when it's bad or when it's okay.
Oh, you, like,
so she has no clue.
Fucking hot summer day.
You get
day.
Used to smells yeah. completely. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, even like toxic stuff. Like when you smell gas.
Yeah.
Like, you only smell it for, like, that first little while, but then your brain just gets used to it, and you don't smell it anymore, but it's still there. You farted.
Oh, nice, Vaughn.
I'm not smelling that. I didn't fall for it. I did it last week, and I'm not doing it again.
Just smell it. Come on, Greg.
Don't smell anymore.
Okay.
Oh.
Nah, don't smell
him now.
It wasn't that. I guess you didn't have good contact with it like Derek did.
Yeah, mine was pretty bad last week.
Yeah. I guess I'll have to listen to that.
Thanks.
What? I wasn't here.
I know. You were at the Warped Tour.
Wait, nobody listens to it.
Yeah, but you didn't post it till, I don't know, like yesterday?
No, what do you got to do?
You got to post this sometime early?
Nah, we'll see what happens.
There's nothing to cut?
Well, he's got that one part to edit so the ABC News sound comes in.
No one's gonna know about that.
Maybe if we didn't talk about this stuff, people actually might listen. Like, listen.
Nah, I doubt it.
All right, we leaving?
We're talking about it at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we leaving?
Yeah, why not? MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
MySpace.com/aristocratscraig. Adam.
And
don't bring any shaving cream or toothpaste on the plane.
Yeah, we never talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Who cares?
It's over with.
Yeah. Throw it out, you
dumbass. Everybody
say
goodbye to Carly.
Bye, Carly. Thanks,
bye, Carly.
Nice
to
have you here.
Months.
Thanks for joining us today.
Bye,
Vaughn. Nice having you here, Carly.
See you later, Carly.
See ya, Craig.
You two are just too adorable.
Yes.
The CNC connection.
CNC connection will be back next week. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, you should do it. You should do it every Tuesday. And at the end, say, see you next Tuesday. And no one will get it.
I know. Plus, we're cunning linguists.
Cunning linguists?
Cunning conversationalists.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you. We're still doing this stupid shit.